Welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night. I'm your host, David. Sitting here talking to you guys because I have nothing else to do because I don't have a life, and also because I'm tired, but I'm not tired. So I'm thinking, well, maybe if I do this, this will make me a little tired. I wasn't feeling well earlier. That's because I had Burger King for lunch, and let's just say it just wasn't cute. So, yeah, I'm done with Burger King. I know you guys are saying you're always at a fast food restaurant, David. You need to leave that stuff alone. It is killing you, which is true, which is true. So my New Year's resolution for 2014 is to avoid fast food at all costs and try to live a little healthier. Not that it's really going to happen, but I'm going to work really hard at it. I remember last year, this is so horrible. I'm telling you guys this. Last year, I at the beginning of the year, I was like, I'm going to join a gym. I'm going to join a gym. And so we have a new gym that entered town, and it's a smaller city where I am, but I think they're pretty popular across the nation. It's called Planet Fitness. And I joined my niece and I, because they just had like free membership. I think it's like $10 to join, but they was doing it for free, and it's like $10 a month. And so I got the t-shirt. I went and joined, although the t-shirt did not fit, and it still doesn't fit because after, let's see, January, February, March, April, wow, after 8 months, I didn't end my membership because that's $80. Even though it was $10 a month, that is $80 that I wasted not going. I didn't go one time, not once. So that was absolutely ridiculous. And so, I'm like, okay, next year, I'm like, this is just, why waste this money? I'm not doing anything with it. I just go buy me a hamburger or something. $10 a month, that's at least one number seven with cookies and a large drink or something. So I did. So this year, this coming year, 2014, I am going to try really hard. If you've listened to the show or any of my shows or past shows, I've talked about before that I'm a man of a particular size. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I love my curves, but it's hard on the ankles and it's hard on the knees. Believe it. I back in, let's see, 2004, 2005, 2006, I had lost a total, at the in the middle of I started working out like the end of 2003, and they kind of went into 2004 where I was working out really heavily in 2005. And at my lowest, I had at my most, I won't tell you how much I weighed, but the most weight I had lost at one point was 137 pounds. I had muscles, I had legs. It was amazing. And it's funny how many people start sniffing after you, lost a little weight, and you change, you look a little different, and they're like, "Oh, there is an attractive guy under all that fat." And so it was funny because I was living here just before I moved to Atlanta, and I was living here, and of course I was a avid bar goer. I would go to the bar a lot and party, hang out with my friends. What was the, I was younger then, so I partied a lot. There was nothing else to do in this miserable city. The city that I live in, I won't tell you where. I guess if you looked in my Spreaker information, you might see it, but we were on the list for the top 10 most miserable cities in the United States. That's how bad is here. That's why I have to go. But anyway, so I would go out and stuff, and so people that knew me as once I said when I was working out, actually, I stopped going out for a period regularly, for a period of about, I would say maybe 6 to 7 months. I might have went out in that time period about two or three times, maybe four, possibly five. And so nobody has seen me, you know, except my friends that I hung out with outside of the bar. But when I make my debut with the new body, and when I was close, I hadn't lost the 137, but I was really close. I might have been like 120, and I was feeling good. I thought I was looking good, but I still think I was looking good, but just a little more plump. And so I go out, and that particular night, I remember they were having some kind of talk show, comedy deal, drag queen something. And one of my friends who hadn't seen me, well, he was the boyfriend of a friend of mine, that who hadn't seen me in a long time. He says, I'm sitting down on a stool, you know, because I could sit on stools then, they wouldn't break. And I was looking fabulous. And he looks, of course, it's dark, you know, I'm a brother, so you know, he had to squint a little bit. And so he looks and he's like, is that David? And so his mouth kind of drops open because the transformation was so extreme. And so he says, "Trim Spa, baby." And then remember Anna Nicole Smith, Trim Spa? So he says, "Trim Spa, baby." And so I thought that was so funny. And I wish I could date him. He's so nice. He's employed. He has a car. A little short, but very, very nice. But I don't think he's into chocolate. So, and so I wave or whatever, and all of a sudden, people who is like, "Oh, if he knows who that is, I must know who that person." He said, "David," and there people are start sniffing. You see the vultures starting to make their rounds. Of course, they're my friends and they're all whores, and I'm like, here they come, and they're like, "Oh my God, it's David." I'm like, "Yes, hey, how y'all good? How you guys doing? What's up? You know, buy me a drink." And so, so we're laughing and stuff. And then this one guy that I had met him with my boyfriend at the time, and we always flirted. We never went there because he was married, but we flirted a little bit, and he comes up and he's like, "Wow, I haven't seen you in a long time. You look good, you know, had that kind of connection, and you know, anyhow." So it was fun. It was fun. So this year, not that it's so hard. I had to get my mind right, because I worked really hard in that time period to bring the weight off, and I would never go under the scalpel or to have surgery to lose weight. I think that's absolutely ridiculous, and something I would never do. But I just need to work hard, and but I think when you're a particular age, I think that your mindset changes and my priorities. I think I need to do it for. I don't have any children of my own, but I have a niece and nephew that I want to see grow up into adults, you know, and the only way that I'm going to be able to see them succeed and be able to help them in life is if I'm going to be able to be here and be present in their life and be healthy. Because I would hate to have, because like I said, I don't have any children. And I told them years and years and years ago, my niece is 22, my nephew's 11. I said, because I'm an integral part of their lives. You know, I've been in their lives since my sister shot them out. You know, I was there in the room. And I told them, and I've done a lot. Not that I'm me saying I've done a lot for them, you know, means anything. It just happens to be true. And I said, "So, when if I need anything when I get old, if I call you, you better be on my doorstep before I hang up the phone." And so they think it's funny. They think their Uncle David is crazy, but they love me, and I love them. But so I want to be there for them, you know, and help them, guide them, and see what kind of adults they end up being, and let them fuss at me and carry me to the store and do all that kind of good stuff. But I have to be here and have to be present on this earth, and relatively healthy. So that's going to be my motivation, to get back in the gym and get healthy, and hopefully Planet Fitness is not as busy as it was. And I think it's what I had kind of gym fear. You have that gym fear. You don't want to see people see you sweat. Because before I went to a gym that was pretty much unknown at the time, and people didn't. I wouldn't say they didn't. No, people didn't go. There's like seven of us that went there. It was nice. It was above an ice skating rink that the city had procured to make additional money. It was very, very inexpensive, just to support some of the things that went on at the ice skating rink. And I don't know if people went more during the day, but I went night. There was only seven of us, and I think they're still doing it. It was pretty private, but it's kind of out of the way. And I don't think I want to do that anymore. The other place is like within reach. But anyhow, I did all that long drag out story, and this is not what even we're talking about. So when we come back, I am going to take a quiz just to see how gay I am. Because you know what? I just might be straight.
Merry Christmas.
I'm Darlene Nikki, and you're listening to Real Talk on the 5x5.
I think that's really, really sweet. That was a good kind of off the beaten path Christmas, but not really Christmas, told a story. Anyhow, and we're back. My name is David, and I'm the host of the 5x5. And this is the 5x5 late night. Something new we're doing with the 5x5. I've said 5x5 a lot, I'm sorry. Something new we're doing with the show since I'm up every night. Maybe I'll only do it on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday since I don't get off until midnight. And then when I come home, I'm trying to wind down. It takes me several hours. I'm catching up on TV. Although, until next year, I'm going to have a break because there's not any new TV to be watching. But check me out on Real Talk with David and Nikki, or Real Talk with Day and Nikki on both Spreaker.com, and recently added to the iHeart family of talk shows. And we're very appreciative of that. And we're appreciative of our followers, our tweeters. I call them the Five by Fivers on the Facebook page, and everybody who accesses the show through the website at recyclebelongtalk.blogspot.com. I thank you guys. Thank you so much. I hope you guys are enjoying this holiday season. Nikki and I will be on tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio for right now. That's the only way she and I can have a talk show together, but we are slowly migrating to Spreaker completely because we can only do 30-minute shows over on Blog Talk Radio. But I'll probably add some stuff tomorrow. Not tomorrow, on Wednesday when that show will be on Spreaker. Phew. but no, we'll be talking about the art of giving. And it's one of those things. Have you ever had a gift that you just didn't want, you know, and you didn't know how to return? I've always myself always given gift receipts unless I got it really at a really, really cheap place. When I lived in Atlanta, I would always buy gifts from stores that the people that were purchasing gifts for here in Southern Indiana, that the stores didn't exist here, so they couldn't return them. You're stuck with it, you know. But I'm a good gift giver, I think. I think, and I'm one of those people that I think too much about giving gifts. But anyhow, that's for tomorrow's show. Check us out on Blog Talk Radio. You can look out, look on the 5x5 page. There's a link. Of course, we'll tweet it out. Of course, it'll be on the Crew Show page as well. 10:30 Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Just look up The Art of Giving on Blog Talk Radio, Real Talk with Day and Nikki. So anyhow, why I made this blog, why I made this show tonight, I thought it'd be kind of cool. I tried to do this several months ago, but my computer was acting stupid at that time, and it just frustrated me because it sounded really horrible, and I just deleted it. So you guys may already know I'm listening to other stuff. I'm you might have already heard some of this before. Anyhow, so this quiz was on a website called gotoquiz.com, the gay quiz. And supposedly this is supposed to show how gay you are. I don't know. Let's see. I think there's only 15 questions. We'll do the first 7 or 8, and then we'll do the final, and then we'll give the results, and then we'll wrap up for tonight, because I got to get to bed, although I don't have to work tomorrow, which is really, really good, because I plan on sleeping and not leaving the house the entire day, not even to go to fast food, and that's saying a lot. let's see, let me read what it says. There are so many people in the world, but only a few are gay. Sure, some make it out to be a life of exile, but it can really be quite a bit of fun. The gays really do have more fun than most. Ever wonder how much of a gay person you really are? There's some questionable, somebody straight wrote this, because there's some questionable verbiage in this paragraph, so I'm kind of paraphrasing it because it's a little offensive. Do you have what it takes to live the life of a gay person? Take the quiz now and see what you're made of. So the first question is, what of your age? What is your age? And the age ranges from under 18 years old to over 60 years old. I'm somewhere in the middle. Y'all don't need to know all that. What is your gender is number 2, and I am male. I guess I need to be doing this while I'm talking to you guys. Number 2 is, what is your gender? So I am a male. Yeah, I'm sure I am a male. Okay, number 3, which of the following appeals to you most? And here is our list of answers: theater, dance, singing, sex with a man, video games, watching TV. I guess the question is, what appeals to you the most, not what you do the most. So out of all those that appeal to me, I have to say sex with a man appeals to me the most out of that list. Number 4, how often do you use a smiley face or a heart sign when texting or IMing? The responses are at least once a day, no more than once a day, once a week, once a month, like twice in my whole life, never. I'm a pretty heavy texter, so I'm sure I do that at least once a day. Number five, when speaking, you tend to say the word like every sentence, occasionally throughout a phrase, maybe once or twice in a discussion, a few times a day, once or twice a day, once every month or so. Unfortunately, I use this 1,000 times. I even, when I'm typing like a message or a text, I will say like this, or like I'm doing this, or like I was like this. So I would have to say I'm not going to say every sentence. I'm going to say maybe once or twice in discussion, but I do say it a lot. I could say occasionally throughout a phrase. But I'm going to lean on the side of I don't do it that much. Number six, which color is most appealing to you? Green, blue, purple, red, yellow, or white? I really don't like any of those colors because orange is my favorite color. I don't wear white at all. Red, yellow, purple, blue, or green. If I wear purple, somebody might get a little cute and call me Barney, so I don't want to have to go to jail. So I'm probably going to have to say, let's go with red, even though it was a toss-up between. No, I'm going with blue. I have a lot more blue stuff than I have red stuff. Okay, number seven, when standing still, you sway back and forth, you stay solid as a rock, you tend to pace around, end in a pose. That is hilarious. It's so funny because these questions are, they have like the most maybe gay-ish answer there. So it says you end in a pose, find somewhere to sit, or check out girls' butts. Well, you know that's for the straight boys, or lesbians. And there's when standing still, I don't like walk down the aisle, then I stop and then I pose. That ain't cute. Nobody's trying to do that. I will have to say I find somewhere to sit my big ass down, so I'm gonna say find somewhere to sit. That is hilarious to me. Okay, that was the first seven. We have what, eight more to go, and then we'll give the results, and then you guys can see how gay your host David on the 5x5 late night really is. We'll be right back.
Every winter, snow and ice are a major cause of crashes with injuries on Indiana roads. Unless you absolutely must travel, the best way to stay safe during a snow or ice storm is to stay off the roads. Non-essential trips on slick roads can unnecessarily jeopardize your safety and the safety of any emergency responders who must come to your aid if you become stranded or involved in a crash. If you must travel during a snow or ice storm, don't leave your home unprepared. Carry a cell phone and car charger and a small emergency preparedness kit with blankets, extra water and snacks, a small shovel, and other items that may be helpful if you find yourself stuck or stranded on the road. Always allow extra space between you and other vehicles. And remember, ice and snow, take it slow. For more information about traveling safely this winter, visit winterdrivingsafety.in.gov. This message is brought to you by the National Weather Service, Indiana Public Safety Agencies, and the American Red Cross.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
On Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace. Somehow the day had come for truth behind our Christendom, but blindly we just roll along with the broom.
You guys, I'm going to play that song every time I'm on the air, every time I'm having a show, and you're going to like it. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it's going to have to be. I actually like that song. I think it's very pretty. So this is David from the 5x5, and this is our late night edition of the 5x5, and we are taking a how gay are you quiz. And we ended off with number 7. So we're picking it back up with number 8. It says, pick the most appealing animal. So it looks like we have bear, donkey, dolphin, goat, chimp, or monkey. Yeah, the only one that I kind of is bear, you know, because I do love me some bears, some gay bears. I do like those. And yes, for all you people who don't know, there are such as gay bear. There are gay bears. Look it up. Number 9, favorite musical. Which I'm surprised I haven't heard of some of these, but last 5 years, Wicked, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, Chicago, Rent, or Les Miserables. I'm going to have to say Rent. And the only reason I say Rent is because I absolutely love Wicked, but the only reason why I say Rent, because in the news right now there's a school, there's two reasons. Right now there's a school system where the superintendent is banning one particular high school for performing the musical Rent for their high school theater production. And I'm like, I wish I could, and I'll talk about it on another show. That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard. There's real life situations in Rent. You know, I love Seasons of Love. But those are real life situations. And, you know, they perform Grease. Give me a break. you know, and Death of a Salesman, you know, which is not, well, there's other plays I'm like, why are you doing that? And they do a lot of, they've done Jesus Christ Superstar. I've seen high schools perform. So what was wrong with Rent? And even the creators of Rent, who actually wrote the screenplay or the play, they took out all the subversive language, so it's not that crazy. So, you know, give yourself a break. It's not that serious. Let these kids perform Rent, which he's already banned it, so I guess it's over. But the second reason I like Rent is because a guy that I dated See, I am gay. I dated a guy. A guy that I dated a long time ago for Christmas. Rent was playing here in town when I was still living here. Well, before I moved and came back. but a guy that I dated, I really liked. I should have liked more, but I was scared for reasons I'm not going to go into. And he took me that as one of my Christmas presents. And we had a phenomenal time. I was simply amazed about the by the voices and how you can feel the emotion from Rent. Wicked was phenomenal. I have seen drag queens perform songs from it, but the whole play, when I seen it, the musical is absolutely the visual. And I love the books. But Rent's the one. Rent's the one. Let's see. Number 10. You like to drink Coke, Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, Coke One, Caffeine Free Coke, or Coke Black. If you ever go to Atlanta and you happen to be sightseeing or you're a tourist, make sure you go check out the New World of Coca-Cola. There you can taste any kind of Coke from all over the world in their museum. It's a museum about Coca-Cola, and then they at the last part there's a tasting room, and there's Coca-Cola from England, Sri Lanka, Africa, Asia. There's all these different cokes. Of course, the Philippines. It's so funny, the Philippines, different Coke brands, and that includes like all their branded products. That'd be Sprite, the Fantas, Coke, of course. Then things I've never heard of. They had one from England that was called Bethany. I mean, it actually tastes like piss water. Not that I've ever drank piss, but if I ever drank piss, this would what it would taste like. This was piss water, and I don't see how they drank it. Maybe I'm not going to go there. But anyhow, and then surprisingly, even though I am a black man with African ancestry, I've never liked the term African American because I'm not an African American. I'm an American with African ancestry. But people get mad when I say that, so but I don't care. No, the Coke products brand from Africa, they were absolutely disgusting, and I was shocked. I was like, I almost felt a kinship with it until I drank it. I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible. Like there was this one that was really, really sweet. I mean, I remember it being very, very red, and it was almost like syrup. It was so sweet, and I was like, oh, that's gross. That way, I'm sure there's diabetics running all over the place and running amok in Africa because that one it would get you juice. Not the Fanta won't. If you guys have listened to the show or see my Facebook page, I'm a Fanta freak. So they do have Apple Fanta. I mean, all these Fanta flavors that you would never get in a retail store. You can only get it in Atlanta, Georgia, I guess, at the New World Coca-Cola. Try that out if you go. But I'm a basic Coke boy. If those are my selections, I would have to choose Coke. Number 11, which adjective most describes you? Happy, fun, gay, hyper, athletic, smart. I would have to say I'm happy a lot. I'm fun. I think I'm gay. I'll know when after the end of this test. Hyper, I'm not hyper. Athletic, no. Smart, I'm smart. But most of all, I'm fun. I like to keep it fun and keep it laughing. And one of my clients told me today, like, we just love you, David, because you're just so fun and funny. And I don't know what I would do without you. So that kind of made me. Sometimes, you have a job that where you hate it, you hate it, you hate it, you hate going in sometime, and then you get from a coworker or somebody you're servicing, and they give you a nice compliment, and it's like, I like my job. So I had that moment today. Favorite shape, however, I'm sure it has to do with something with a penis. Star, circle, square, triangle, trapezoid, a parallelogram. Triangle, I know they threw that in for the gay kids. Y'all are so wrong for that. I like squares though. I'm gonna go with squares. Yeah, I think squares would work. So squares. Yeah, no, it's still going to be square. Sorry, kids. So number 13, a girl walks by and slaps another girl in the face. What do you do? I mean, what does this have to do with anything? This is hilarious. So my answers, well, my selections are the answers they give you to select from. The first one's keep walking, invite all your friends to take a look. You were the one who started it. You asked what just happened. You try to get them to stop, and then throw them weapons to help out. I would like to think I'm not a shit steer, which I'm not. It doesn't give me an option. Oh, it just said keep walking. Because the first thing I'm gonna say is, girl, ooh, she hit you. That's probably what I'm gonna say, and then I'm gonna say, what just happened? So I'm gonna say, what just happened? And then I'd probably try to get them to stop. Yeah, unless they start throwing fingernails and stuff, and I can't be getting hit. Okay, number 14. You usually wear A and E, Abercrombie, Kohl's, J. Crew, Fossil, or Prada. A lot of those I can't say I can't say that I do or can wear. But I absolutely don't like Abercrombie because you remember the owner or originator or whoever he was, I forget his name right now. He said he didn't want fat people wearing his clothes, and that's why he doesn't make plus sizes. So to hell with Abercrombie. A&E, I think I've been in that store once. Kohl's, I never liked anything. J. Crew, can't wear that stuff. I do have a Fossil watch, so we're going to say Fossil and Prada. I'm not a purple labels boy. And the last one before we get our results, for breakfast you eat nothing, granola, fruit, eggs, Starbucks, and out. Generally, I'm not up early enough for breakfast because I'm one of these people. If I wake up like at 10:30, 11 o'clock, I'm not eating breakfast because it's time for lunch. And I know you're supposed to eat breakfast because it starts off your metabolism and stuff. I'm going to start doing that in January. Remember, 2014, I'm going to work out and get in better shape. I'm going to have to say nothing because I'm normally never up for me and breakfast time. The last time I did go out to breakfast was for my dad's birthday. I think it's probably the last time I had real breakfast. We took my dad to Golden Corral, which wasn't too bad for breakfast, and that was back in September, the end of September, so that was the last time. But normally, so I'm gonna say nothing. Well, we've reached the end of our quiz. I'm going to submit the answer. I'm going to take one more break and then we'll come. I'm going to submit them. I'm going to submit my answers. I'm going to take one more break and then when I come back, you'll just see how much of a homosexual I am. Woohoo. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel.
the end of our gay quiz, and it looks like that I am only 38% homosexual. I'm sorry. I tried really, really hard. If it was that easy, I'm sure this question is made by somebody who has a little homophobia in them. That's okay. We gotta love them. So it says, you're a little bit metro. Although it's clear you're not gay, you still have an air of gayness around you. No one ever really questions your sexuality, but they wouldn't be surprised if they saw you with Mitch or Mo. I don't think I've ever met one gay Mitch or one gay Mo. I've eaten at Mo's, but when Chipotle came to town, I had to give them up. Anyway, so that is our show for tonight. Thank you guys for listening. I will be back tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio with my lovely host, Nikki. And we'll be talking about our the art of giving. So if you guys want to check out Nikki and I on the show tomorrow, give us a call. We'll be available for your calls. It's going to be at 10:30 Central Standard Time. So right now for me, it's almost 3:30. And that phone number is 914-803-4988. Or give us a tweet at the 5x5 and the 5s are numeric. Or check out and leave a comment on Spreaker.com. And always on the Facebook page where the 5x5 is completely spelled out, and tell us about your worst Christmas gift that you just couldn't get rid of. You didn't have the heart to get rid of. But we'll get into more of that tomorrow. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. I'm still not tired, so I'm probably going to watch some old episodes of Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. Or an old episode of Charmed. I haven't decided yet. I would watch Supernatural at nighttime, but I'll have nightmares. No, I ain't trying to do all that. What I need to start, since everybody is watching Scandal, I need to, it's on Netflix, and I need to go ahead and watch the first season. And then while during their Christmas holiday hiatus, I can catch up on all the new episodes. But that's like 22 hours, and they've had maybe 10. That's like 32 hours of television. I don't have that much time, you know. And then tomorrow, I am putting up my Christmas tree once and for all. Well, the Christmas tree is up. There's just nothing on it. And, you know, do you put a Christmas tree up the day, you know, just a week before Christmas? Do you do that? I probably won't take it down to after New Year's, but then I heard it's like the bad luck. I thought you couldn't take it down before New Year's, or you had to take it down before New Year's so you won't have bad luck during the year. But I haven't did any Christmas shopping either. And like I told you guys yesterday, check out nomorerack.com. If you go to the Facebook page the 5x5 completely spelled out, and there's a link that you can click, and you get $10 coupon for a $30 purchase. They don't tell you that until you get to checkout, but you have to spend $30 to get $10 off. That'd be $20. And I think I sent an email today that there's going to be some free coupons or some, no, free shipping. That was earlier today. It was like 2 hours. And, I'm sorry. My friend Donovan from the Off Limit Show, my crew brother, he asked me, he says, you're having a show. I didn't even tell you. I do apologize. It was on a whim. That's what I'm typing him back on Facebook. And he was busy. I'm just messing around. But like I said, thank you guys for listening. Check out the crew show. We'll be recording Thursday. And our co-host, Donovan, Ken, will be submitting the topics this week. And then tomorrow, Real Talk with Day and Nikki at 10:30. Tweet us, email us, 5x5@gmail.com. All that kind of good stuff. I'm going to go ahead and watch television. I hope you guys have a great, great night. And I don't know. I'm still out on the limb about what to watch. So if you're up, I will be up, and then you can tell me what show I should be watching, but I'll be laying here watching TV. Good night, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Check us out on Facebook at The 5x5, or tweet us at The 5x5, or go to Recycle Block Talk for past shows. Thanks for tuning in.
Please don't wish me a Merry Christmas. Please just skip to a Happy New Year. Love and cheer.